What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Here is the rookie, Kroski Merritt. Touchdown, Washington.
Jacory Kroski Merritt, who wants to be called Bill.
Yes.
Says, call me Bill. Jacory Kroski Merritt. So the story goes basically that when he was a kid, he had a short haircut, which reminded people of Little Bill, the star of the animated television series created by Bill Cosby. So he looked like Little Bill, and Jacory Kroski Merritt wants to be called Bill. Joe's about to drop a little fantasy fade, fantasy find on us.
Yeah.
Because Jacory Kroski Merritt was a fantasy find for weeks and weeks and weeks, maybe even the last couple of months.
Yeah.
If you were deep into it, you knew
this
guy's potential, and you're already fading him.
Yeah, the time's passed. The time has passed.
It's over?
It's already over. You might have heard of him for the first time on that touchdown run yesterday, and I'm telling you, it's already over. Because everyone thinks he's the starter now. Robinson's getting traded. Eckler at this point, just a pass-catching back. So this guy, oh, he's the starter. His stock is through the roof, especially after that touchdown. You know what happened the play before that touchdown? That was his only run of that drive. The play before the touchdown, the guy that got the start, Chris Rodriguez, had a 40-yard run, had to come off the field because he was tired. So that guy, who was announced as the starter, was there last year, so knows the system. And this Rodriguez guy, like he's Ray Davis's predecessor at Kentucky. 1,200 yards, 15, like 7 yards a carry. Like he's the guy I would scoop up now because he's going to be like the last round, and everyone's going to freak out now about Bill and take him like 7 rounds earlier, I bet.
The potential for a guy going by Bill, who is Jacory Kroski Merritt, is very bad news for the, let's just say, inexperienced fantasy footballer in a draft. Hey, you're on the clock. Hold on. I know this guy's name is Bill.
Bill.
I can't find him. Where's Bill?
That'd be tough because you won't find him.
Right. I know the Washington running back, Bill. Tick, tick,
it's
tick.
Like, tick, tick.
And then you don't help that.
No.
Sorry.
It's like, can I filter just by hyphenated names? I know it's a hyphenated name. I'll know it when I see it.
I want Bill. All right, get to Scott and Tonawanda, then I'm going to get you what Matt Harmon had to say about Josh Palmer. I'm also watching this 40-yard run for Chris Rodriguez, which, it's a huge hole. There's nothing to that.
But that's why he was off the field is what I'm saying.
Whatever. He didn't do anything. It was a yards over expected of one.
No.
39-yard run to be expected.
40 yards. Hey, 14th in the NFL in explosive run rate last year.
Chris Rodriguez. Scott and Tonawanda. Hey, Scott, good morning.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good.
You know, this team is kind of frustrating for me to watch. I mean, we got the beast, we got Josh, but how many teams do you think when they play Buffalo fear this defense? There's no beast like we had in the 90s with Bruce and Cornelius Bennett and Shane Conlin. They come to Buffalo, and I think when teams play us, they have absolutely no fear of this defense. And I've watched the playoffs for the last couple of years, and it always seems like it comes down to we have to make one big play on defense, and we can never do it. So I think until we get a couple of those guys that people fear, we will not win a Super Bowl because defenses are important when it comes to postseason.
The defense has... I think I get a lot of what Scott's saying here. Like, is the Bills' defense feared? Let's get to that question about like how he said that, or when was it feared? When it was feared, if it was feared, it's always been to a point. It's been a sum of its parts kind of defense.
Yep.
You got some really good players over the years. Tre'Davious White, Micah Hyde, these are great players. How many all-pros have the Bills had on defense?
Ooh. Poyer had one. Poyer had a first-team all-pro. Hyde had a second-team all-pro.
And Tre'Davious White.
And Tre'Davious White had a first-team all-pro.
Mm-hmm.
And did Milano? Feels like Milano had to have 1 year, right? Didn't he have a year where he was all-pro but didn't make the Pro Bowl? Yes. He also made the Pro Bowl. But Milano was first-team all-pro in 2022.
Okay.
I'd imagine that's it.
Does this perception from Scott come down to the Bills haven't had an all-pro on the defensive line since when?
Mario Williams would be my guess.
Marcell Dareus made one in 2014.
That might be the year that Mario Williams also did it. Did they have like three that year?
First-team All-Pro. Mario Williams, first-team All-Pro in 2014.
Yeah.
Is that really what this is all about? That they have had really good players, and whether that's, you know, Vaughn might have been first-team All-Pro if he doesn't get hurt in his first season. Ed Oliver has been good.
I think
Rousseau is good. In the secondary, they've had all pros. Poyer, Trey White.
Yeah.
Milano, you mentioned.
Is part of it they're not really, the Bills never come off as like a nasty defense also? I don't know if that's just limited to the defensive line, but, you know, when
like
I'm thinking
like a physical defense?
Yeah, physical. Like when I'm thinking of the most feared defensive players, you know, part of this is some of these guys can't exist anymore because the sport has changed, but who do I think? I think of Brian Dawkins. You know, I think of
that's going back. Yeah.
I think of Ray Lewis.
I mean, Taylor Rapp hits like a truck, and Taron Johnson
he does
plays like a linebacker. So
right.
You've got some guys that do that. Some really physical players.
Cam Chancellor, like I guess those two do fit that. So I don't know. Maybe some of it is they're not overly. They don't come off as a nasty defense, do they? To anybody. Like, they're going to punish you. Like, no, they're going to keep everything in front of you. They're going to tackle. They're going to get the turnovers. And I think maybe you're right. Like, part of that isn't just, like, whatever about the secondary guys and the linebacker guys. Those guys can't hit like they used to. It is the defensive line. I think it is the defensive line. Because
what's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Even have one guy like that, you know? Kansas City. Who am I afraid? I'm afraid of Chris Jones.
Chris Jones, right.
I'm afraid Chris Jones is going to wreck my game. And the Bills, Brandon Bean used Chris Jones as an example at the end of season press conference. They don't have a guy like that. And they have not had a lineman like that since Bean and McDermott showed up. So that is definitely the number one reason I think they're not seeing that way.
They haven't had a first-team All-Pro on the defensive line since 2014, when they had two.
Right.
So it's kind of getting to a right or wrong. Where's this perception come from? It might be there. Because game planning to stop one guy, this kind of came up last year in the Broncos game. Defensive player of the year, Patrick Surtain, right?
Like, yeah.
Okay. He's great. And he allows you to do certain things defensively because he's so good. Would you rather have, this is almost like a Jason point, the best corner in football or the best defensive end in football? I'm sure there's some on either side of that, and there's
right.
Might even be defensive coaches that would land on either side of that. But what do the Bills have to fear against Denver? Their defensive line is good. Their secondary is good. They have the defensive player of the year. And, well, going into that game, there was a little bit of whoever he's covering, they'll throw it to other people. Because the Bills spread it around. You're not going to take out the Bills' number one weapon. They don't really employ anybody like that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a bunch of points kind of in here. But I kind of want to land on the perception that the caller gets to is really about no one on the defensive line that is feared. That's the hope for Bosa, is it not?
It's the hope for him.
The hope for this defense is that Bosa will be that.
But if you wanted that, you probably needed Myles Garrett, and you couldn't get him.
No, can't get Trey Hendrickson. You probably can't get
But like Garrett, especially like that is a guy like instantly you have it. You have a guy, one of the best that has ever done it. That you are shaking in your boots when you are getting ready to snap the ball against him. Like, where is he?
Micah Parsons,
right? Same thing.
Yep.
And he's the same type of flexibility I'm getting to the line of scrimmage. Where is he? He's on the right. I don't have to go up against him to snap. Mm-hmm. Like the Bills don't. I don't think they've ever had anything near that with this. It's amazing they've been as good as they have without it. But they have not had that. And if Bosa could become 80% of that, 60% of that, I feel like that would be a win.
803-0550. Quickly, John in Cheektowaga. Hey, John, good morning.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I want to disagree with that last caller. He said they had a very good defense. They had a good defense. They didn't have a great defense. You watch the Super Bowl 25, you can watch the whole thing on YouTube. I think they had more missed tackles in that game than any game I've ever watched. And after Bruce and Biscuit and Shane Conlon, they had an average defense. I can't remember the only defensive back I can remember is Leonard Smith, who didn't come until the second or third year. He was a real good hitter. But to say that was, if they had a slightly better defense against the Giants, because the Giants had more first downs than they did, and they had the ball for 40 minutes, they would have won that game, obviously. I mean, that was the thing that killed them. Parcells just said, okay, we're going to give the ball to O.J. Anderson, and he's going to get 100 yards. And he won the MVP of the game, despite the fact Thurman had more yards and scored a touchdown. But to say that was that probably wasn't, I don't remember exactly, but that probably wasn't even the best defense in the league that year. The Giants probably had a better defense, and even though we beat them at the end of the season in New York. But, this is a good defense, and we got maybe the best defensive coach in the league as our head coach. But like you said, they do need a pass rusher. I mean, that's why we had Von Miller here, and he lived up to it when he was healthy, right, most of the time.
Yeah, when he's healthy.
But after he got hurt, he'd get within a foot of the quarterback, and then, he'd throw it, So, yeah, it always comes down to just one thing. They got to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs. So that's all I'd like to say. Thanks.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
When you said the Bills have the best defensive head coach in the league, my first thought is, who's the competition?
Brian Flores.
He's not a head coach.
Best
defensive head coach in the league.
Oh, head coach.
Todd Bowles.
Houston would be my answer here. Right?
D'Amico Ryans. There aren't that many. The league definitely shades offense. You got a couple special teams coaches, too, like... That's Tomlin and Harbaugh, right?
No, I think if I were to tell you who the best defensive coaches in the league were, I would start listing coordinators before I would get to head coaches.
Right.
Vrabel? Like, I wouldn't put Tomlin on this list.
No.
Would you put Dan Quinn on this list? Aaron Glenn? It is just starting with the Jets.
Jonathan
Maybe he
Gannon.
Gets on it. It's a short list. D'Amico Ryan's like the only other defensive coach that's gone. It's won playoff games, I feel like.
803-0550. All right, I owe you that Josh Palmer breakdown from Matt Harmon. We'll do that. 8:30, we're checking in with the Panthers as part of our 14 teams in 14 days. 9 o'clock, checking in on the Falcons, two teams the Bills will visit this year. They'll play two NFC teams on the road. Jeremy and Sneaky Joe, good morning here on WGR.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.